This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, July 29th. Well, cattle markets were fairly quiet yesterday. We had the feeders trending just a little bit lower, and live cattle were primarily trading an inside day and in a fairly narrow range. Cash markets are getting rolling. So far this week, we got the Fed trade around 123, which is up 2 on the week. Dress trade at 201 is up 4. Box beef value is having a pretty strong day following a strong day prior. We're up 343 yesterday on the choice. We're sitting at 273. Select was up 218 at 256. The spread was up 125 at 1704. Movement was 136 loads. So we have definitely seen an uptick in the volume of box beef moving, and box beef values now are starting to finally reflect that. For several weeks, we had seen the volume pick up slightly, but on lower box beef prices. And now we're able to see the packers get a little bit more traction here with the retailer, where box beef values are going up at the same time that volume is going up. Slaughter rates yesterday so far this week are at 358,000 head. That is 9,000 more than where we were a week ago, and it's up about 3,000 from a year ago. Feeder cattle index is up 39 cents. We're at 154.36. So we've had a good stretch of at least 5 days where that market has just continued to push higher. Demand for calves is impressive, to say the least. You know, even with another surge of cattle coming off pastures in the northern plains and starting to trickle out of the central plains with the heat coming on there, demand has been solid. Corn prices have stabilized. Wheat is more available to the feedlots in the Central Plains, and we've got a lot of empty pens showing up. So the feedlots are feeling pretty optimistic about what's coming down the road as these calves that are being placed now would be finishing. We've seen the herd decline again with the inventory report out last week, and that's just setting the stage for a pretty bullish outlook among producers once we get past kind of this window of heavy placements and perhaps some bottlenecking of cattle. But, you know, the bottom line is packers and feedlots both are looking at tightening supplies of beef cattle, and the demand is on for calves to get in the pens and secure those numbers. It's helping to support the entire beef complex. Export sales this morning were 22,500 tons, and of course this is for last week. South Korea took 8,200, Japan 6,100, and China took 4,500. Pork export sales at 38,900, Mexico took 25,000 of that, Chile took 3,300, and Japan 3,200. We've got another ASF outbreak in hogs in China. They're blaming that on the widespread rains and the flooding, spreading that disease around, and boy, they just cannot seem to stamp it out. You keep finding outbreaks everywhere. In fact, there was an outbreak that showed up in the Dominican Republic. That's the first sign that we've seen of ASF in North America in 40 years. So it's spooking the market, spooking producers, that it has made its way over to this region. But for the most part, China has quickly rebuilt its hog herd in more of a commercial type of outset rather than just a lot of small producers. They are going to commercial production like we pretty much have here, like almost entirely here in the United States. And that is kind of centralizing production to some degree, and it's also centralizing their demand for corn. So the competition for corn for feeding is going to stay intense. There's going to be a huge shift in demand for exports from the United States on the disastrous crop from Brazil, and their expected big drop in exports. And then Argentina too is having trouble exporting because of low river levels, and they're having to reduce barge capacity by about 40%. It's a pretty significant drop. So we're seeing a big reduction in export competition coming out of South America for corn, but that demand is going to shift to the United States. So I would expect corn values to continue to stay high. which might kind of tamp down some of the enthusiasm for calves. But the bottom line is, you know, feedlots want to fill pens and packers need to move cattle. And so the demand for calves is going to stay strong as well. As long as live cattle can hold together, then I think we're all right. We have another COVID surge going on, of course, but I highly doubt they're going to shut the economy down. It's just going to have to be left up to the people to protect themselves, I think, for the most part, whether they choose to go out to restaurants or whatever. But that could have a dampening effect on beef demand, at least the higher end cuts. But I would say that that's probably not going to have as much of an impact on the beef market as it did last year. So bottom line, we're entering into a bull phase of the cattle market. We'll get our corrections. If corn takes off, we still have another 3 or 4 weeks to get us through this, the heart of the growing season for corn. There still could be some issues that show up there, and that would spell trouble, at least in the near term, for feeder cattle. But I think by and large, the breaks are going to be well supported because traders are looking at significantly tightening supplies of beef cattle as we work our way over these next couple years. And so they're going to be, I think, much more proactive in buying the breaks. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.